Hey, this is Derek Wooten. I'm lead pastor of Makers Church here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where our desire is to make disciples and make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us through our podcast. We pray this message speaks life and encouragement into you and what God is doing in your life. Hope you enjoy it.
Impact. And so let's do this. We're going to pray and get into the word today, but let's go ahead and stand. And we're going to also not just pray to get in the word, we're going to pray and just pray a prayer of blessing and protection and favor over Mark as well in Jesus' name. Can we do that together? Come on, church. Father, we love you today. God, we thank you so much, God, for your presence that is here, God, and real and powerful today. And Lord, we invite you, God, in this, God, next time that we get to spend together as a family, God, that you would, God, give us ears to hear, a heart to understand. God, that we would still continue to understand that our yes matters in this season, in this year of yes. May we unite our yes with yours. And God, continue to step into the fullness of what you have for us together as your people in the earth during this time. And God, we bless Mark today. Thank you for his heart for the kingdom. Thank you for his heart for sons and daughters. God, continue to let your face shine upon him. God, we pray favor, protection, provision, and peace over him. And may it be a fruitful time, God. Even the 6 months that he's there, may the fruit, God, be generational, God, from what he has deposited, from what you've given to him. So Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you for what you're doing today. And we just give you praise that we get to be together. So bless it in Jesus' name. If you're ready, say amen. Amen. Come on, be seated today. Man, we're so excited to get to spend a few minutes. Hey, babe, how's it going?
Good.
Good to see you.
This shows you something about us. I've got paper and a binder. He's got an iPad. This will never run out of power. That's all I'm saying. Yes, we're glad to be here with you today. This is a special day. We've called it Family Vision Meeting, right?
We've Family
called
Vision it Sunday.
Family Vision Meeting Sunday, et cetera, et cetera. Are you sure you want me here? No, I'm just kidding.
I do. You're my better half. Of course I do. How many of you guys know I look Amen. Better with her up here? Come on. That's a no-brainer right there. It's a no-brainer. But honestly, some of the things that Melissa and I enjoy the most is sitting down with our kids, our family, and sharing hearts and our thoughts and our feelings and talking about values and vision and where we're going as a family. And today we're honored that we get to do that today with our kingdom family. Go ahead and look around right now and tell somebody, say, hey, fam. Come on, tell
hey,
them.
Fam.
Hey, fam. Hey, fam.
Right.
And so we get to do that today. And listen, we are so, so excited to share about the what, the where, the how, and why God's leading us into the second half of 2022. How many of you guys know it's crazy? We're in the second half of 2022. We're in the second half already. And here's what I know. When I hear the word first half or second half, I immediately go back to my football days. And I'm reminded of something that's powerful. How many of you guys know you don't win the game in the first half? You win the game in the second half. And so we find ourselves in the second half of this year, and we believe God has just released and given us strategy from heaven on how we keep walking in victory in the second half of 2022 Amen. And even into 2023 together. So today, we're going to challenge you. Let's listen. Let's jump in together. Yeah. Let's pay attention to what Holy Spirit is saying, because I believe this is going to be a supernatural day that leads us into the rest of this year in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Amen. We're going to finish strong. God is not running out of gas in the second half of the year. No matter how much it costs.
I see what you did there. Come on, yes.
No matter how high that price is, he is an endless well of strength and energy and vision. So it's always good to start a family meeting with prayer. So let's talk to the Father for a moment. God, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you,
Lord, we are so grateful. We're so blessed. God, we are focusing on the gift of having you as our Father. Lord, for this church body, the brothers and sisters, the family that is here, the army that you have assembled, God. And we just invite you now, Lord, give us your ears to hear. Give us your heart to understand. Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is our teacher, our counselor, our comforter. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are wanted. We thank you that you are here moving in us and through us for your glory.
Yes.
And it is in Jesus' name we all send. Amen.
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 We are excited to share vision and strategy. You know, we all know the scripture that vision is so important. Vision brings life.
That's right.
And where there is abundant vision, there is abundant life. And what a year it's been. It's been a year full of vision. Guys, we are coming up on almost 1 year as Makers Church.
Woo.
One full year. It's not quite our birthday yet. Is it our birth month yet? How many of you celebrate birth months?
I do.
It's like it's officially April. Celebrate me for the next month.
My birthday is April 28th, but April 1st, there is a celebration that ensues.
Yes.
And also a budget that is given. Come on.
Yes. Which is typically broken, but that's, this is not a marriage family meeting. This is. It's been a year, though. We have been through... just experienced so many blessings of God. Think about the 100-day movement that we started off this year with, and the glory of God that we've experienced, not just in this house, but in our homes.
Yes.
That was sowing into our families, salvations and water baptisms,
hallelujah,
kids, young adults, every age group, every month, seeing fruit, seeing those things happen. Even last week with the Feast of Pentecost, so many people filled with the gift of Holy Spirit,
man,
speaking
hallelujah
in tongues and just letting His power fill them. We've had increase in favor with our community outreach projects. Guys, like he said 2 weeks ago, 8 more people gave their hearts to the Lord.
Yes.
We're able to bless because of your generosity, because of your commitment.
And can I just say this? Because the word is getting out in our community about Makers Church, we keep getting contacted by organizations. Hey, would you come and serve here? Would you bring your food pantry and just serve and minister here? And of course, you know what we say? Yes.
Absolutely.
We want to continue to be a blessing. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Feeding the hungry every single week. Mm. How many of you remember the Makers Christmas Market? We got to touch so many families,
yes,
and just lift that burden financially and get to minister
to their
hearts.
We're doing that again this year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We are literally launching a school here in the fall. I mean, come on. This is only,
yes,
God. Makers Academy, we will have close to 30 students in this house,
amen,
every single week, seeking academic excellence and spiritual growth with Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
First fruits offering, over $60,000 given towards discipling
on,
the next generation.
Praise. That's supernatural.
Awesome.
That's supernatural.
And I mean, parents, you know this, maybe you don't, but we have nearly doubled in size with our kids ministry and our students ministry. And it's not just size, but it's strength.
Come
we
on.
Are raising disciples in this house. Praise
That's right.
God.
That's right. And you know, I told you a second ago, we're supporting more missionaries, more ministries. We just continue to say yes. We believe that the assignment and the mantle that God has placed upon Makers Church is not small, but it is great. And we are stepping into that together. And I want to tell you, this church has been around for 72 years. That's impressive. 72 years, but I will tell you right now, as we currently sit, this church has never been greater numerically or in citywide impact. And we're telling you that because we know that God has been good to us. If you believe that,
yes,
say amen.
Amen. Amen. He has been so good. And we are sharing these wins, not to pat ourselves on the back, but for the glory of God. Psalms 103 says, forget not the benefits that the Lord's given. Sing and speak of his goodness,
yes,
of his faithfulness. All of these good things are because of his goodness, and it is for his glory. Somebody say amen.
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 Amen. In fact, why don't you go ahead, just give the Lord one more hand clap of praise for all he's doing here at Makers.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And listen, hey, it's not just because of a few people, it's because of the body. We're coming together and we're saying yes to those things, and we're grateful. You know, last month, is it just June? Okay, yes. This past May, Melissa and I celebrated 6 years of being here in Cincinnati, here at Makers Church, and what a ride it's been. Come on, y'all. It's been fun, but I can tell you, over that 6 years, we are literally looking at family. We're not looking at people that we see a couple times a week. We do life together. We minister together. Cincinnati is home, and we are so grateful that we get to do life together. And I can tell you, these last 6 years have been amazing, but I'm looking forward to the next 36 years,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
About what God wants to do.
Amen.
So we're super excited about,
amen,
that.
You know what? The Lord is allowing us to grow roots here.
Mm.
And your families and what's happening. Roots are being planted and they're going deeper and deeper. And you know, the deeper the root, the greater the fruit. And so we're just so thankful for that and what the Lord's doing.
Yeah, you know, we say this a lot. We can look back and see how faithful God has been. Anybody grateful for the goodness of God in our past? He's been good. But I want to tell you, we say this because it's true. While we are so grateful and thankful for the past, we are loyal to the future.
Yes.
We are loyal to what God is doing, where God is leading us, and we want to keep saying yes to those things. And I want to tell you, the fruit that we've seen here at Makers, listen, we believe it's just the beginning because we keep seeing fruit like this. We keep seeing disciples being made. We keep seeing families being restored and marriages being healed. We keep seeing people say yes to Jesus. We keep seeing people be equipped to go into the fullness of the assignment that God has given them. And I don't know about you. I don't want to see that diminish or just stay the same. I want to see it increase.
Yes, amen.
I want to see it keep going and growing for the kingdom of God because I want to tell you, our best days are ahead together, individually, all for the glory of the Lord in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Supernatural things. Too many to tell of miracles and testimonies of the way that people are encountering the Spirit of God in this house and through this body in different ways. We are so thankful, and there's more to come.
That's right.
Everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what's still to come.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You say, Pastor, why are you talking about all that's happened? Because we need to celebrate the wins of the Lord, church. Listen, please don't be that person that you're so forward-thinking that you can't look back and celebrate how good God has been.
Yeah. Amen.
Celebrate how good God has been to you. But today we are excited because we do get to talk about how we will create the space and place for greater fruit in this amazing move of God in this church and in our city. So first things first, let's talk for a few minutes. How many of you guys can obviously see we have outgrown our campus? Some of you, yes.
We can see it from up here.
Listen, we have outgrown our church campus. And listen, that's not a bad thing. That is a wonderful thing. We have prayed and asked God for more, and he's answering these prayers. How many of you guys know the prayer of Jabez? 1 Chronicles 4:10. Listen, we've been praying that as leaders and people. We've been praying that over our church, and God is blessing us and enlarging our body. And now we need the territory to catch up. Come on, somebody. We need those things to happen. And so we have seen such increase and growth and fruit, and we're at a place to where we are recognizing that we need God to continue to give us wisdom and strategy to keep growing for everything God wants to do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what we don't see, the worship center is full, but our kids' classrooms are full. We're averaging about 20 mini makers, you know, those little mini makers, and then up to 50 mighty makers, and we need more room. So we've got to
practice.
Room.
Tell your neighbor to scoot over. Come on, tell them.
Nope, they don't want to scoot over. They're not scooting.
There's nowhere to scoot.
So the best way that we can do this currently is to have more weekend services.
That's right. And so this past spring, we launched a season of Sunday evening services, and they've been so good. But the verdict is in, most people like to attend church on Sunday morning. We understand. We like Sunday mornings
too. That's right.
We completely get that. And so based on that, we need to add. Somebody say add.
Add.
We need to add another worship service on Sunday mornings. Not want to because it's fun. No, we're at a place that we need to add more services.
Yeah.
And to do that, church, we need to solidify the times that we need to gather together. We need to ensure that our dream team of amazing volunteers is fully staffed. Because how many of you guys know one of our standards here is Maker is excellence. We want to do everything we can with excellence because that's what honors God.
Absolutely. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get your opinion. Your opinion matters to us. You are part of the body. We want to be connected and in unity, even down to our service times.
That's right.
So what we're going to ask you to do, if you have a cell phone, a device, could you pull that out right now? And hopefully you have already downloaded Church Center, which is our app.
That's right. Go ahead. If you've not downloaded our church app, it's really easy. In fact, you could be able to scan a QR. Is that the poll or the app, Pastor Brad? That's the poll. Well, if you haven't downloaded the app, you can download that today right after service. We've got information in our foyer, and you can go to our Connect Center and download the app, and that's where you can stay up to date. There it is right there. You can download that, stay up to date on so many incredible things that's happening, from community to giving to sermons, all those things on the app. So if you have the app, you can open it now, and you're going to see a tab that says poll, or throw that QR code back on the screen. You can scan that, and that's going to take you to the pole. Or if you say, look, I don't want any technology, get it away from me, we have got paper copies of the poll just for you, and you've got a pen in front of your seat, and if you want a paper copy of this poll, go ahead and just lift your hand, and we've got ushers coming around right now to bless you with that paper copy. Now listen, if you're looking at this, do not start this poll yet. We are monitoring your cell phones. I'm just kidding, but just hang on just for a minute. Don't take it yet. Don't take it yet. We're going to take it together. We're going to take it together. And we want to do this because it really is so important. Going through this poll or this survey together, we really do care about what you think. Why? Because we are family. Somebody say family.
Family.
Now, let me ask this question as you're getting settled, as we're passing out stuff. How many of you guys really enjoy Chick-fil-A? Yeah. Listen, me too. That Christian chicken is next level. Come on, somebody. I read last week when Truett Cathy, he was the founder of Chick-fil-A, when he was getting started and he had his one restaurant in Georgia, he was trying to perfect his chicken sandwich. And so what he would do is, as he was serving them in his restaurant, he would ask his customers, his family, his friends, he'd say, hey, what do you think that we could do to our chicken sandwich to make it even better? And so he valued their opinion. And guess what? You and I know today Chick-fil-A is the highest grossing fast food chain in our nation. It is delicious. We love it. It's fantastic. And so he did that, though, because he valued the opinion of others. Well, guess what? We want your opinion yes. today. But listen, not on our chicken, but on our church services, okay? So that's what we want help with. And so as soon as everybody gets ready, we're going to go through this. Hey, can I have a paper copy of the survey as well? Can the pastor have one?
Does anyone
awesome.
Else
Thank
need
you.
One? Lift your hand up real high. We want to make sure that everybody
lift up both
has
hands.
An opportunity.
Yes.
We've got one up here in the front row.
Okay, awesome. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through this together. Everybody say together.
Together.
Together. So here we go. If you're looking at it digitally or in paper, let's see this. We want to know your thoughts as we prepare to move to a two-service Sunday model. So as you take this, take into consideration the idea of attending a service and serving at a service. How many of you guys have heard me say, we're not either or, we're both and? We're a both-and church. If we're going to attend, we also want to serve. And so while you may not serve on a weekly basis, consider that when you serve, we might ask you to be here for the duration of those services, whether pre or post or during, depending on where you are serving. But we want to be able to just connect together. So you got a chance, give us your name, your email. But what we want to do is go through and look at these questions together. And you're going to get a chance to select those. And we just want to be able to see those together, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
And so let's do this. The first question, which set of Sunday morning service times would you prefer? You cannot click more than one. Please don't skew it at all. We want your opinion. See those times there. We want you to just select that and think about that, okay? Hopefully you've already selected. Let's go to question two.
Well, we talked about two. When you're making your selections, consider all four seasons of the year here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Not that 15 minutes makes a big difference, but sometimes it does make a big difference. So 8:45, 9, 9:15, you see them there.
That's right.
All right, after you've made that selection, here's our next question. If we had an 8:45 and 11 a.m. service, which would you attend? 8:45 or 11?
I'll be attending both.
Even if you did not select that service time in the first question, we'd still like you to answer which one you would most likely attend if
right.
these were
if
the
those
service
were the
times.
Services.
Same at the next one, 9 a.m., 11:15. Which one would you most likely attend? And then again, 9:15 and 11:30 service times, which would you attend?
Amen. And so then you see that when adding another service, we already talked about how our dream team needs to expand. So which areas would you be interested in serving? Maybe you don't already serve, but you recognize this is the season you want to jump in. Which area of our dream team would you be willing to say, hey, I'd be willing to serve to continue to make this place excellent? Because how many of you guys know how horrible it would be when new people come to our church and them not to get the true experience that we want to give here at Makers? We want to, from start to finish, when they pull in the parking lot to when they leave, that we're so thankful for a church that values excellence. So just select an area. Which area would you be interested in serving? You're not making a commitment today. All we want to do is just see where you might be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Now, that next question, now that you've selected which service you would attend, which service time would you be willing to serve, first or second? Again, I'll be serving in both of those. I could select both of those boxes. You might want to do the same. That's awesome if you do. But select select one of those, and then Pastor Melissa, lead us through the last question.
Okay. As we prepare to launch our two-service model, we want to make sure that the start date is reflective of the majority of our church family being in town. Obviously, it's the summer season. There's a lot of travel happening. So this is really just, again, to give us a little bit more info to make the best decision we can as church leadership. How many Sundays do you know you will not be attending in person? This is obviously a rough estimate, unless you know exactly and you have it all planned out. Good for you. So 0 Sundays, I'll be here every week. I'm going to miss 1 to 2, 3 to 4, or 5+. If that's you, we want to pray with you at the end of service.
And you say again, Pastor, why are you asking that question? It's very simple. We're asking that question. The last thing we want to do is launch 2 services and then have 12 people at one of the services.
Right.
Come on now. We want to be able to make sure that we can gauge and start that time correctly. And so if you would just let us know and help us. And then after you do that, click submit or circle submit on your paper. I'm just kidding. You don't have to. But click submit if you do it digitally. And then once you are done, our ushers, if you have a paper copy, if you just hold that up one more time, we want to just collect those from you. And here's what's going to happen. We're going to take all the surveys and data and look at that and then prayerfully consider when we're going to be launching these service times. Our goal is to come back in 2 weeks. How many weeks?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, and be able to share a little more information about what times we'll be gathering and when we're going to be doing that. Now, let me go ahead and say this. If the service times that we have shared with you are not the service times you are selected, listen, you're going to have to say, okay, all right? Everybody good? Everybody good?
Not personal. It's not personal.
All right. All right.
So we've got another thing that's happening this summer that we are so excited and expectant about. It's a brand new ministry at Makers for anyone in the age group of 18 to 35. 18 to 35, it is our Makers Young Adults Ministry. How many of you, if that's you, raise your hand, 18 to 35?
That used to be
me. Keep
your
hand down.
I'm 36 now. we're so excited on this Vision Sunday to share how God is continuing to expand what we want to do here at Makers. And so we're super excited. We're launching our Makers Young Adult Ministry. And so give it up for the leaders that are going to be leading that. Jeff and Ariel Rinkoff, will you guys join me just for a minute?
Woo!
I think they're here. Come on.
Yep, come on up.
Faster, come on. Hey guys, how's it going? These are the leaders of our young adult ministry, and we're just so grateful for them. Listen, they're a son and daughter in this house. They have an amazing family. They're also ministers. They're disciples who make disciples. And we know their heart is for people. We know their heart is to see people continue to grow in their faith. In particular, this demographic of 18 through 35. And it's such a special thing that God is doing in them. They already have an amazing team around them that's going to help be able to lead this ministry on a consistent basis. And I want to tell you, this ministry really is about community, authentic community. It's about growing as a believer. It's also about serving others. And frankly, you guys are also going to have a lot of fun. And so we're super excited about those components within the ministry. And it's starting really soon. So Pastor Melissa, share a little bit about
that. Yeah, absolutely. On the 26th, it's an interest meeting, correct, guys?
Lunch.
The 26th?
Lunch.
Right here.
Free lunch.
Free lunch.
Come on now.
Right after the service. We'll let you know what time that service is at. If you have any questions about that, you'd like to get involved or learn more, just see these people. They are absolutely amazing. We're blessed to have them. God's put a burden in their heart for this, and we know that there's blessings to go with that.
That's
so
right.
So thank you guys so
much. Let's do this. Hey, can we just go ahead and pray over them as they get ready to lead in this? Pray for them and their team. Let's just speak blessing over them. Father, thank you so much, God, for Jeff and Ariel Rinkoff. God, they are some of our choice friends and brothers and sisters in the kingdom. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done in their lives, and God, you are continuing to launch them, God, into the more that you have for them. So, Lord, we bless them, God, with strength. We bless them, God, with strength in their marriage, their family. God, we apply the blood of Jesus as a blessing and covering over them. And God, as we launch this ministry, Father, I just pray the gift of leadership, God, magnifies and grows upon them. Lord, I pray that you would just let this ministry be one, God, where we continue to see young adults, God, come to Makers, and they find friendship and community. God, they find, God, everything, God, that your kingdom offers, God, for them to be a part of. And so, Lord, we just thank you, God, for the Rinkoffs, God, for the team that you've given them, and God, for what this ministry is going to be able to accomplish, not just here, but God, in the hearts and lives of so many. And we bless them today in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, give the Lord praise. Yes, thank you, guys. And listen, we'll let them share more in the coming weeks. just about all those things are happening. And I will answer that question. If some of you say, well, is it just for people that are married or single? It's both. If you're between that age group, man, so many people between 18 and 35 have kids. Some don't have kids. Some are married, some aren't married. But it's really for everybody in that age group for you to be a part and have some fun together. So be on the lookout. That's coming in a couple weeks. And we are super excited about that. Yes. We're really, really grateful for what the Lord is doing. All right. So we've taken a survey. We've talked about young adults ministry. Now we get to go a little further. Is everybody with us? Hopefully online. Hey, if you're online, hopefully you're with us too. We're glad that you're here today. But let's talk a little deeper this morning, church. So here at Makers, our pastoral team. By the way, is anybody thankful for the team of leaders that God has
yes.
blessed this house with?
Woo!
Man.
So thankful.
I want to tell you something. I do not take for granted the amazing elders, pastors, and deacons that Makers Church has. I will tell you, we are so grateful that God continues to send so many men and women of character that are really willing to lead. And really, how many of you guys know when you're leading, you're actually serving? And so that lead and serve together, and I'm grateful for them. But our team here, we really seek the Lord for vision and direction. The reality is we always want to move with and be led by Holy Spirit in all that we do. How many of you guys know we must be a Spirit-led church? We've got to be a Spirit-led church. And I'm sure that you've learned, just like I've learned, church, that moving and being led by Holy Spirit, sometimes it feels quicker than we thought, and other times it's slower than we've hoped. Come on, somebody. Sometimes it's faster than we thought and slower than we hoped. But that is why He is God, and we know that He is God, because listen, He knows best. He always knows best. But whatever the pace and whatever the way, we are determined to never settle. Somebody say, never settle. We will never settle for anything less than the fullness of what God has for us to do. So today, church, we want to share with you a strategic initiative that we believe is going to push us, that's going to pace us, and position us for everything God has for us for the rest of 2022 and into 2023. In fact, this initiative actually ties into our series that we're in right now, Just Like Jesus. How many of you guys remember our base text for Just Like Jesus? 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. It's very simple. It says that those that live in God should live their lives as Jesus did. So very simply, what does that mean? That means that we're supposed to live just like Jesus. We're supposed to live just like Jesus. And so because of that, we can see and understand that we want to do that in every part of our lives. And frankly, just like we talked about last week at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, you remember when the Bible says that day all of them were gathered, and the Bible says that the Holy Spirit fell on each of them and all of them. Everybody say, each of them and all of them. Listen, what we're talking about today is not for some of us. It's for each of us and all of us. It's for each of us and all of us. And so we want to talk about what this next season entails for our church. And we've entitled this initiative, The Greater Than 20 Movement. Everybody say greater than 20.
Greater than 20.
The greater than 20 movement. So that's right. If you're older than 20, go ahead and slip up your... I'm just kidding. Don't do that. That's not what this movement is about at all. But this movement is called the greater... Everybody say it with me one more time. The greater than 20 movement. I want you to go ahead and familiarize yourself with that phrase, because you're going to hear it a lot over the next 6 months, because we believe this is vision and direction and strategy from heaven to continue to be everything God's called us to be together at Makers
Amen.
Church.
That's right.
All right.
So let's start here with this. Many of you have heard of the commonly known principle, the 80-20 principle. Have you heard of that? Raise your hand. Okay, so this was introduced in 1906 by an Italian economist. I'm going to get his name right. Vilfredo Pareto.
That's right. Does anybody else just want pasta when you hear his name? Come on.
Alfredo.
Vilfredo Pareto. I'm like, let's go right now.
He had to say
I
that.
Had to say it.
That one's been cooking for a while, right there. It all started when Pareto discovered that roughly 80% of the wealth in Italy was being generated by 20% of the population. And then he went home, he's looking at his garden, and again, he notices that 80% of the peas that are being produced in his garden were coming from 20% of the pods.
So you know what I did? I went home to my garden. I don't have a garden. I'm just kidding.
We do. It's in process.
No, okay.
But
we technically have a garden.
You probably haven't seen
a small garden.
So this coincidence, it seemed like a coincidence, but it was not. Pareto was discovering and identifying what they call the 80-20 principle. And it has been studied and seen in multiple ways in our world society, economically, organizations.
Even personal lives.
Personal lives, mm-hmm. Right. So it's not a mathematical law per se, but regardless of what you're measuring the pattern of, there seems to be this pattern. A minority is typically creating a majority.
So it's really interesting, this whole principle. If you've never read behind it, just Google it. Vilfredo Pareto, you can read all about it. But what's interesting about this principle is it really is kind of irritatingly accurate. This 80-20 principle, it really, no matter what it's applied to, it's kind of accurate. 80% of activity requires 20% of resources. And in fact, we had our team. Does anybody love Connect Four? Man, listen. I liked Connect Four until I met my wife. This is the one game
I love
that
Connect Four.
I don't even understand it. Like she's like the Matrix with like Connect Four. Like she just sees stuff that and every time she's like Connect Four, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Can I win one time, please? Pray for me. That wound is still fresh. But no matter what it is, and I'm just gonna put these in for a minute. No matter what it is. It seems that this 80-20 principle is real. Now, on this, you're going to see, I'm using one color. There's about 49 spaces, so 20% of that's 9.8. But since I can't all cut off 0.2%, I'm going to put 10 in there. For those of you that are going to be distracted by this, yes, and count every hole, because I know some of you are going to. How many is that? 2, 4, 6, 8? Here we go. Okay, so I want you to see something. This principle is, for whatever reason, is so almost so accurate in every part of our world that this 80-20, listen, it's applied in so many ways. Like 80% of activity requires 20% of resources. 20% of products bring 80% of the profit. 20% of salespeople make 80% of the sales. 80% of problems come from 20% of causes. Now notice, just these 10 right here do all these other things. Like this is only happening by this little bit of amount. Isn't that crazy how that happens? It's interesting how that happens and how it's seemingly applied. Now here's where it gets really kind of irritatingly accurate. This principle that operates in the world has also found its way into the church. This 80-20 principle that operates in the world has also been accurate in church. What does that mean? That means 20% of the church body makes up 80% of the volunteer base. 80% of a church leadership efforts come from 20% of the leaders. 20% of the givers make up 80% of the church's annual budget. 80% of the outreach and serving in the community is done by 20% of the body. Isn't it interesting how that principle has kind of just shown up everywhere in our world? See this now. And some of you say, well, Pastor, you just said that this 80-20 principle is irritatingly accurate in pretty much every setting. I did, but listen to me. This is where it gets deep for a minute. In the church and in the body of Christ, this 80-20 principle should be inaccurate. Come on now. You knew I was going to preach a little bit. You know me. In the kingdom, in the church, in the body of Christ, this 80-20 principle should be inaccurate. Frankly, it should be non-existent in the church.
That's right. Amen.
It shouldn't be accurate. It should be non-existent. Pastor, why? Listen to me. Because Pareto's principle is not a kingdom principle. Pareto's principle is not a kingdom principle. In all reality, just see this for a second. In all reality, this is nothing more than a statistic. And the last time I checked God's word, Jesus was not the statistic. Jesus was the standard.
Amen.
Jesus was the standard. So let me ask you a question. If our lives are supposed to be just like Jesus, should our lives be the statistic or should our lives be the standard? Our lives should be the standard. Look to your neighbor and say, we must be the standard.
Must
be the standard. And so I want us to see something. It's fine. The world can operate with the Pareto principle. Every business organization, there's some good things when you understand this that you can apply to it. But listen, just because it's happening in the world doesn't mean it should be happening in the church.
Yes, yes.
And we must understand and see in this next season how this principle, even though it works there, it does not have to be prevalent, right, in the church at large. If you believe that, somebody say amen.
Amen. That's okay. We can understand that out in the world, but God's kingdom is different from the world.
That's
We're
right.
in it, but not of it. So the kingdom of God, we are a family and we are an army.
Yes.
And in both, every single person has something to contribute and has a part that needs to happen. Just think about your homes. Think about a military unit.
Yeah.
It's more effective and efficient when everyone is doing their part. Amen?
Amen.
So we're designed and equipped for this. We're about to read 1 Corinthians 12, where God describes the church as a body.
Yeah.
As a body. And a body doing a complete work. Every part has an important function.
That's
not
right.
just a minority, but a majority.
That's right. So not a minority doing the majority, but the majority doing all things together. Amen? Listen, I want you to see this text. It's so good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to read verses 12 through 20 and then 25 and 27. And I want you to see this. We're going to read it all. Just as the human body is one, though it has many parts that together form one body, so too is Christ. For by one Spirit we all were immersed and mingled into one single body. Anybody thankful for salvation? That's what that's talking about. Come on. And no matter our status, whether we are Jews or non-Jews, oppressed or free, we are all privileged to drink deeply of the same Holy Spirit. In fact, the human body is not one single part, but rather many parts mingled into one. So if the foot were to say, since I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body, it's forgetting that it is still a vital part of the body. And if the ear were to say, since I'm not an eye, I'm not really a part of the body, it's forgetting that it is still an important part of the body. Think of it this way. If the whole body were just an eyeball, how could it hear sounds? Well, that sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? If the whole body were just an ear, how could it smell different fragrances like that pasta I'm gonna have for lunch? Come on, girl, yes. But God has carefully designed, notice, God has carefully designed each member and placed it in the body to function as he desires. A diversity is required, for if the body consisted of one single part, there wouldn't be a body at all. So now we see that there are many differing parts and functions, but one body. He has done this intentionally so that every member would look after the others with mutual concern and so that there would be no, everybody say division.
Division.
Division in the body.
Yeah.
You are the body of Jesus, the anointed one. And listen, each of you is a unique and vital part of it. Somebody say amen to the word
amen.
Of the Lord.
Every member, each of you, unique and vital. That means doesn't live, doesn't function without us being and doing our role in the body.
That's right. So listen, I want you to hear our hearts this morning, church. This is important. The world can absolutely operate with the 80-20 principle all they want. But here at Makers and in the kingdom, we want to be greater than 20. We want to be greater than 20. Listen, that's why Jesus said in John 18:36, he said, my kingdom's not of this world. That's why Jesus said in Mark 10:43, he told his disciples, you must lead with a different model. Now, see what Jesus was saying? Jesus was saying, hey guys, I need you to understand something. You've been made different. Yeah. Now, how many of you guys have heard that phrase around this church? Here at Makers, we believe we've been made different. Why? Because Jesus has made us different. We've been made different. And if we really believe we've been made different, listen, that means we have to move differently than the world. If we've been made different, we have to move differently than the world. I said this a second ago, but I wanted to get into your spirits. Jesus was never the statistic. Jesus has always been the standard. And just like Jesus, somebody say, just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus, we should never be the statistic. We must be the standard.
Yes.
In fact, I'll go one further. Can I tell you, Jesus is our standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vilfredo Pareto is not our standard. Jesus is our standard. Look to your neighbor and tell him, say, Jesus is my standard.
Jesus,
come on.
Jesus is my standard.
Is our standard.
So as we step into the second half of 2022 here at Makers, we're going to be intentional and committed to being greater than 20.
Yes.
Greater than 20. This is a huge part, family, of the heavenly strategy that will enable us to do what God has called us to do.
That's
it
right.
takes the whole body.
And so here's today what we want to share, because we're going to take the next 3 weeks after today and continue to unpack the Greater Than 20 movement and how we all get to be a part of it. But the Greater Than 20 movement is really centered around four components, okay? The Greater Than 20 movement is centered around four components, and they should be on the screen here shortly. Sharing, sowing, serving, and shining. Now, you guys know me, alliteration just happens. Deal with it, okay?
But it happens at home all the time.
See, literally, it's
like,
we were
what do you want for dinner? Pasta. Well, that's all I got. I'm stuck on pasta, but it happens. I don't have that gift. He's got that gift. Let's move on. Keep going.
That's what happens when we go off script. Greater Than 20, this Greater Than 20 movement that we're saying yes to at Makers has four components. I just want you to read those with me because they're important. You ready? Sharing, sowing, serving, and shining. Now, here's what's cool. Two of these components are for when we gather together. Okay? Two of those components really are for when we gather together on Sundays, on First Wednesdays, whatever it might be, when we gather. Those components are sowing and serving. Those components are when we gather together. The other two, sharing and shining, those are not just for when we gather. Those are for when we leave the church house and go out into the world to be everything God's designed us to be. You say, Pastor, does that matter? Yes, because the church is not just supposed to gather. The church is supposed to go. And so hear me when I say this. Pastor, this is really specific. Absolutely. Do you want to know why? It is time for the church to be intentional again. Yeah. It is time for the church body to be just as intentional as Jesus is and every part of who he is. And this helps us to say yes to be intentionally consistent in every part of our lives. And so I want you to see these four components: sharing, sowing, serving, and shining. I want to give you just a quick synopsis of what each of these are, and then we're going to continue to talk about them over the next several weeks together. But let's start here with sharing. When we say, what does it mean that we want to be greater than 20 with sharing? Well, the reality is this. When we share, how many of you guys know we should be sharing our faith? We should be sharing our faith. Now, I'm gonna mess you up with this one. This one, when we talk about 80-20, this one's actually more like 95-5. 95, no, hear me for a minute. 95-5. The latest statistic I read is that 5% of believers do 95% of sharing their faith with other people. That's crazy. What? How have we, as disciples of Jesus, been like, hey, that's someone else's responsibility? 5% of believers do 95% of the sharing about their faith. Can I tell you, that is not okay at Makers Church. Come on, we've got a gospel to preach, church. We've got a Jesus to celebrate and share. But sharing your faith with others, sharing God in any setting that you're in. Listen, how many of you guys know that this is not the only setting that you're a part of? Your home, your job, whatever place. We talk about the seven mountains of societal influence. Whatever mountain God has sent you into, he hasn't sent you there just to make money. He sent you there to share about your faith, to be a light in the darkness for him. And so we want to be sharers. Listen, sharers of our faith, sharers of our church. How many of you guys are thankful for Makers Church? Can I ask this question? How come you guys get to be a part of something amazing, but they don't? The only way they know is if someone shares it with them. I'm gonna tell you, the best invitation to a church is still person to person, word of mouth. Sharers of our faith, sharers of our church, and sharers of Jesus in every setting of who we are. Come on, if you're ready to be a sharer, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Keep talking,
amen.
Keep going.
Sharing, so much there. The second one is sowing, and this is more than what you think. Obviously, sowing with finances and tithe and offerings, but did you know that you are actually personally our ground to sow into as well? It's about sowing into yourself and through development and growth as a disciple and as a leader in the kingdom of God.
That's right.
So it's more than finances. Sowing into your own ground and self, growing as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus, and then a leader leading others into it.
That's right.
So sowing and then serving. Everybody say serving.
Serving.
Serving within the body here at Makers is such a great honor.
That's right.
It is a privilege, and there are so many opportunities.
Can I just stop for a minute?
Yes.
We talked about this last Sunday night. We prayed. There was probably about 150 of us that gathered last Sunday night, super powerful. And we prayed for the Holy Spirit to continue to awaken and activate his gifts inside of this church. But how many of you guys know those gifts are not for us to just display to other people? 1 Peter 4:10 says, you use the gifts that God has given you to serve the body in love. Yeah. We have gifts to serve. Somebody say serve.
Serve. That can be, there are numerous ways that you can serve, places you can get plugged into. And you know, you said it earlier, serving is leadership. If God has called you to leadership, then he's called you to serve.
Come on.
And that's awesome. That's exciting. That is being just like Jesus,
just like
the
Jesus.
Greatest servant of all.
Listen, I'll never forget that quote, and it's so eloquent. It says, when serving is beneath you, leadership is beyond you. It's the truth. And the last one, shining. Somebody say shining. Shining the light of Jesus. Listen, so what does that mean? That means when we shine the light of Jesus, not just here. Why? Because if all we do is here, it's like everybody brings a flashlight to the sun. You can't see it. But you shine in the community, in the city for the kingdom. That means being a part of our Serve Sensi outreach team. That means doing all you can to find ways to shine everything God is doing in you and through you, not here, but in the world in which we live for the kingdom. And these are four components that we're gonna talk about, we're gonna invite you to be a part of, and we've got some really creative and really cool ways that we're gonna be able to share these and invite you to be a part of those on a consistent basis.
Yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit is activating the body of Christ. He's waking up the church, and he's activating us. We're not just awake to watch. We're awake to get involved. The Lord uses his people, and that's you. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. That's you. So each of us are blessed with the reward and the responsibility. We like the reward. We can also take on that responsibility. We're made for this.
That's
We're
right.
called for this. We
That's
are
right.
equipped for this to be a contributor. What God's placed inside of you, each of you right now, is to be used for his glory.
That's right.
And did God place you here at Makers? Then there's a place for you to use that for his glory
Come
right
on.
Here at Makers Church.
That's right.
This is the only way that we will be able to fulfill the assignment when each and every one of us say yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
It's
Lord.
For each of us. It's for all of us. Somebody shout yes. Amen. So really quick, we're going to be going into detail about these in the coming weeks, but I want to go ahead and answer as we're dialoguing about this today, as some of you are still counting the Connect Four dots there that you see. I want to go ahead and answer three questions that some of you are probably already thinking. The first one is this, Pastor, do these four components of this Greater Than 20 movement, do these four components usually fall into the 80-20 principle at churches? Yes. These four components usually fall in that 80-20 principle at churches. We see it all the time. The next question, someone's probably thinking, well, Pastor, do these four components fall into the 80-20 rule at Makers? Not exactly. Not exactly. But they are closer to falling into that principle than not falling into that principle. So not exactly is it 80-20 here, but it's closer to going into it than it is coming out of it. So those things are important. So those two questions. And then finally, the last one. Pastor, is this really this big of a deal? Is this thing that you're sharing today, is this really that big of a deal? Yes! Can I show you from God's word why? Thank you. Here we go. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. It says, to live like this is all the more urgent, for time is running out, and you know it is a strategic hour in human history. It is time for us to wake up, for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And then the first part of verse 12, night's darkness is dissolving away as a new day of destiny dawns. This is the hour that we are in humanity, but also as the body of Christ. See those things that we see in that text, church. Time is running out. It's a strategic hour. A new day of destiny is here. So what does that mean? Just like Jesus, it's time for us to be the standard again. Just like Jesus, it's time for us to say, you know what? Pareto's principle is fine in the world, but not in the church. Pareto's principle is great. They can have 80-20 all they want to, but we are committed to being greater than 20 in the church and in the kingdom of God. If you believe that, somebody say amen. So that means this, church, we're not interested in being a statistic or reflecting a principle, but we are hungry of being the standard in the world and reflecting Jesus in every part of our lives. That's what's so important. You know, when I think about something, Melissa and I, when we arrived here 6 years ago, we have always seen this body, not for what it was, but for what it could be. How many of you guys know that's one of the true marks of vision? You don't just see what is, you see what can be. You see what can be. And we've come to a place here at Makers Church where Makers Church Weekly, listen, we touch hundreds of people every single week in so many directions and so many ways. And I want to tell you, I'm grateful for what God is doing here. Are you grateful for what the Lord is doing here? Come on, give the Lord praise if you're grateful for what's happening. But I'm going to tell you something that I think I've talked about, but I don't talk about a lot. We had not been here very long 6 years ago. And I heard the Lord say, Derek, it's not just hundreds, son, it's thousands. I heard the Lord say that. And it was, and here's what's crazy about that. Three different occasions since we've been here. In fact, it was in the first 3 years of us being here. Three different occasions, there were other voices, kingdom leaders, prophetic voices. They came up to Melissa and myself, and they said, you know, guys, we just hear the Lord say that this place is for not just for hundreds, it's for thousands. And they just confirm what the Lord was putting in our spirit. And I want to tell you, we do not share that in any way out of selfish ambition or for hopes for glamorous recognition. Because I've said it before, I do not believe that God is enamored with big churches. Can I get a witness from somebody? The Bible doesn't say he's coming back for a big church. He says he's coming back for a pure church. And so when we talk about this, it's not because we are just so enamored with just saying, oh, we have to grow and do all of these things. The reality is we know God's heart for Makers Church, and we know God's heart for the city of Cincinnati. And listen to me, God is not interested in mediocre maintenance for his people. God is not interested in mediocre maintenance for his church. God desires to do miraculous multiplication for his church. And listen, through his church, why? It is only when the church starts multiplying does the influence that the church carries get into the world so we can really all make disciples and make a difference for a city and a region the way God has called us to. And so we have to see and understand that, because that's what God wants to establish right here in our hearts in Makers Church and on the east side of Cincinnati. If you believe that, somebody say amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you feel the presence of Holy Spirit just affirming the word that's coming right now? This is not, we want you to hear our hearts. This is not about growing a big church in numbers. God will do that. He's the one that multiplies. This is about growing in strength. This is about the vision and the heart that God has given us as a church to make disciples and make a difference. And it is already happening. There have been so many yeses from people sitting here right now that are currently making disciples and making a difference in this church body, in our city, and around the world, like we just saw in the video. We want to make disciples, guys, that go out and make disciples, that walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, think like Jesus, live like Jesus. Yeah. How many of you want your family to be a disciple of Jesus?
Yes.
You want your children to be a disciple, your grandchildren. We want our friends, our neighbors, we want them to be disciples. I want to be a disciple. We never outgrow discipleship in our own lives.
That's right.
And I don't just want to know. I want to keep growing in that knowledge.
Yes.
I want to keep becoming more like Christ and leading Amen. Other people Amen. With me. Come on, let's go. This is how we do it.
That's right.
Eyes on Jesus. So he said this before. This is not just for our house. This is for our community. This is for our family and friends and our neighborhoods.
That's right. And so to me, this is what Makers Church is all about, guys. Makers Church is all about saying yes to the mantle and the assignment that God has lovingly given us. He's loving. Do you know it's not out of spite God released something so big for this church? It's because he loves this place. He loves the heart in which we operate. He loves the people that he sees. And listen, he's looking for people to say yes at a greater level so he can do greater things in and through those people. He believes that. Does anybody remember the story, the parable that Jesus told about how when you sow into the ground, sometimes it brings a 30, 60, and 100-fold? You guys remember that story? Remember how he taught about that? When you sow into good ground, there are times it's the 30, 60, and 100-fold. I believe that Makers Church is operating in that 30-fold season right now. I believe that. Look around. That's not an opinion. I believe God's doing that. But how many of you guys know to continue to go to the places that God wants you to go? Sometimes you have to push through what's been done to push into what God wants to do. To say yes in greater capacity to those things. And I believe God's got greater for this church. I believe God's got greater for our lives individually and together. But it starts when these moments, we just come together and we say, yes, Lord. Somebody say, yes, Lord. And so we want to see this as we catch this vision, as we see this strategy we believe is from heaven. Guys, that we're going to be committed to recognizing and saying, okay, Lord, you give strategy all over your word, God. And so this is where we say, okay, we're done being the statistic. We're going to be the standard. We're done being the statistic. We want to be the standard. Listen, we're not going to be consumers. We're going to be contributors. Listen, we're going to sow. We're going to shine. We're going to share. And we are going to serve. Why? Because we want to be greater than 20. Somebody say greater than 20.
Greater than 20. So we want to finish up our family vision meeting Sunday, et cetera, with the first component of the greater than 20 movement, which is sharing. Again, everybody say sharing.
Sharing.
Everybody's sharing. We must be sharers. How many of you have always been good at sharing, even back to childhood days? You just have that gift. Yeah, I thought my kids had it.
Yeah.
And they grew up a little bit. Now it's like sharing is caring. We're better together. You know, we teach that at home too. But sharing is so vital to this process, to being greater than 20. Sharing our faith. You can. Yes, you can. You can do it. Just open up your mouth. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. There's a song out there right now. It's a great way to start. Sharing our faith, what God has done, what God is doing. Sharing, it doesn't have to be, you know, intellectual or eloquent. It simply needs to be sincere and genuine.
That's right.
That's right. What will open up hearts. So sharing with our words and our actions.
That's right. That's right. And so see this, we want to be sharers. How many of you guys can understand it's sharing about God, it's sharing about Jesus in every setting. It's also sharing about the church that you get to be a part of. We're all grateful that we call this place home. And did you know that we can actually go to the Bible and see when the church first started, did you know what they committed themselves to almost more than anything else? Some of you guessed it. Sharing. Let me show you from God's word. Acts chapter 2. We're going to read Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Here it is. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. Keep going. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and everything they had. Keep going. They sold their property and possessions and what? Shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper and the fellowship. Wait, where'd we go? And shared their meals with great joy and generosity. Come on, last one. And all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. Listen, all they did was say yes to being sharers, sharing with each other, sharing with those around them. Why? Because they recognized God had been so good to them that they wanted to share that with everybody else they came into contact with. So listen to me. This is not just this is fun for what we're doing. No, the Bible says we're supposed to be those that share. Somebody say share.
Share.
Come on, stand to your feet all over the room. We're going to take a minute. We're going to talk about and pray about how we're going to share together. So you say, well, Pastor, how can we share in this season? Well, the first thing you can do, commit yourself to sharing about Jesus again. Can I ask a hard question? When's the last time you shared with somebody else about Jesus? And a hush falls over the room. You want to know why? Because most of us have gotten so comfortable in our American Christian lives that we say, let someone else share. Let someone else, I'd rather be the statistic than the standard. Let someone else share. Listen, share Jesus. What if they don't accept it? That's not your responsibility. Your only responsibility is to share Jesus. And you say, well, what if they say no this time? Great, share again and see if they say yes the next time. Listen, the only reason it's become hard is because we've let Satan convince us it's too hard. But don't just share about Jesus. You know a great vehicle that God advances his kingdom through in this world? His church. So that's why we say, yes, share about the kingdom, but share about the church that you're a part of. All of you guys are here because you've encountered God here. You found brothers and sisters in the kingdom. You value what God does in and through Maker's Church. So share about your church. And in fact, we've got things we're going to help you today. As you leave today, there's a few things that we want to give you. And listen, we want you to take it because it's going to help you share. So the first thing you can do, pick up a Maker's Church yard sign. Say, Pastor, is that really a big deal? You know, there are families that are sitting in this place right now because they saw a Maker's yard sign last fall. No joke, they're here because they saw it. They Googled it and they came. No one even talked to them about it. They just saw the yard sign and said, let's go check that place out. And they fell in love with the Lord and they fell in love with the church family. Pick up a yard sign. Listen, it's a great time to have a yard sign. Hopefully your yard looks pretty, okay? Get a yard sign. That's one thing. The other thing you can do, listen, we have car decals. Pastor, does that really matter? At red lights, yes, people say, what is Maker's Church? And you know what they do? They go to their best bud named Google and they Google it. And they find out about Maker's Church. Listen, this doesn't cost you anything, but it could change somebody's life forever. All because you shared. How about this one? If you don't have a Maker's t-shirt, you can go pick up a Maker's t-shirt today. Or if your dog ate your other one, you can pick up a new one. All you're doing is sharing about Jesus and sharing about his church. Listen, it goes even further. How about share stuff on social media? Do you guys know what social media is? A couple of us. Actually, all of us do because I'm on social media with you. I know that you're there. Listen. Share services, share posts, share things that people can see. You never know who's gonna see it, and the Lord is gonna prick their heart. Sometimes we discount how great God is and how simple acts of obedience do supernatural things.
Can I just say this too? Christ qualifies you. If you have Christ, then you're qualified to share. He did not call just the elite. He called fishermen.
Come on.
He called somebody who worked for the IRS.
That's right.
He called
That's Matthew, tax collector, by the way, if you Bible joke.
Yeah. So you are able. You are qualified. Christ qualifies you to share.
That's right. Yeah. And so, listen, we started with sharing on purpose because we're like, listen, if there's one that we've got to say yes to again, it's just being a share. You just saw in Acts chapter 2, all they did was share. And the Bible says the Lord took that and added to what was happening daily. Listen, do you want to be a consumer or a contributor? I want to be a contributor. Listen, we didn't call this Taker's Church. We called it Maker's Church. We want to be makers of disciples. We want to be difference makers. And it starts by us even today making a decision to say, you know what? I'm not gonna be the statistic. I'm gonna be the standard. Why? Because Jesus is our standard. Jesus is our standard. No longer are we going to be okay with living with Pareto's principle when we should be living by kingdom principles. And one of those principles is being a sharer of the kingdom, being a sharer of Jesus in every setting. Pastor, is God really going to be with me if I share? I'm going to show you one of my favorite scriptures because it has encouraged me so much just as a person. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. How much more clear could it be? You know who wants you to share more than you want to share? God. Let's be a share. Today, grab some stuff and start sharing. Ask the Lord to give you opportunities to share no matter where you are. Why? Because time is running out. This is a strategic hour, and listen to me. God did not tell Makers Church, hey, get to this size and stop. Get to this level of strength and stop. He said, you keep going and growing and do everything I've called you to do. If you believe that, somebody say amen.